Begin the current daven. Sech the Shabbos daven pay. We begin on the base. Begin with Tzitz Demasal to begin the words of the Gemara. Hamaitzi Seir. If someone takes it here, that amount is significant. Gedei legabel bayas atit amount to need that of clay. And tit the amount of clay is kedei lasa pikuris the amount to make the opening of the furnace. So Tzitz brings that king gars b'tisefta. That's the gersa. And the tisefta, as it brought in the prices, the king gars Rashi so that the gersa Rashi has as we have in our Gemara. Says Tzitz l'hachkir. So according to that text, as we have it, Seir kedei legabel bayas atit. Which means, say, the here would be the amount of kneading clay, which is, as we said, if it's not kneaded yet, as we said in the previous stuff, that would be kashir tit and nasim revi shefchen. The amount of clay that you would make from a quarter of a leg of wastewater, that amount of clay is significant, and that's how much here you would use to make that amount, but less than that would not be significant. Avalasram the Garza, but according to these other texts, that they actually have it as actually as one halacha. Sayer, the amount of here is kadeh legabel bay tits, is the amount to knead clay, which is lasted pi kurshal tzarfezav, which is the amount to make for the opening of the furnace of the gold refiners. So it's one halacha. So Kasha actually says that's difficult because Damal El, we had said previously, as we mentioned in the previous tesis, enum tereich legabel tit kadeh lasted pi kur. What do you mean? It's not needed yet. Someone does not go through the effort of making clay for that small amount. So why would you say the amount of here is for that amount of clay if it's not needed yet? So it says Yeshlefash, what you could explain is that actually the Meir Batit from Mugubal Kvar, you could actually say this to what? No, it's the clay that's already needed. And although water generally for the clay process is before it's needed, but actually by the here part, V'achra Gibel Nisan Beiseir Kedil Asakne, but here, regarding the here, it's after that it's needed that you put in the here. So after it's needed, it's already significant, and therefore it could be the amount of the Pikur and not necessarily that, which like the larger share that you need for like the Revias of the Meir. Continuing next, the Masa begins the words of the Gemara, Shagila Pirkan. That the girls reached their perek, v'legu, and did not reach yet, which that the Girsa Taisis has in the Gemara. Taisis comes to explain, what does this mean? That he said that the Jewish girls, when they reached their perek, and they didn't reach yet, so then they would go ahead and use this appellatory, that of lime, or fine flour, or the Shemen Hamer, which perish, Taisis explains. B'samach lepirkan, what does it mean, samach lepirkan? It means, shekrevis leinasim, means that they're close to get married. And the oasis kedei liyabes ulalabanatzman, they would put on these creams to beautify themselves and to whiten themselves. Because I mean, perikav will be like the Gemara says in Ksubas Daf Nun Tesef and Beis. A reitz ulalaban is beat. If someone wants to whiten his daughter's skin, yeshaken lechalav, should give her milk to drink. Vechalena afreichin samach lepirkin, should give her peaches to eat near her period, which that's at the time when she's getting married. So therefore, that's the same thing over here. That's when they would put on these creams. Was the same idea. The next text, the Masechta Tetz, begins the words of the Gemara. Lememer the Shur de Rebbe Yehuda Nafesh, is that to say that the measure of Rebbe Yehuda is larger? Tetz can explain that obviously that the Mishnah is talking about a small spoon, which the Mishnah had said that if you take a bone, the measurement is to make a spoon. Rebbe Yehuda says the measurement is to make a lock. So we might ask what the lock is larger than that of the spoon. But we find Rebbe Yehuda is always the smaller Shur. He's the Mohammedic Shur. That's the Gemara's question. And that is bothered. It says, "Ba'avgav the Ashkelon Tarbet Shugad L'Harbor." What do you mean? How do you know? We find many times a spoon that's much larger. Could Amr Ben Oz Perik Kain Gol on Daf Numen Beis? Can we Mloy Tarbet Rekiv? When it talks about a spoonful of the dust from a dead person, which that conveys tuma. So the Gemara explains Kamashir and how much is the measurement. Chizki Yomi says Mloy Pieces Yad. It's a whole fistful of the palm of one's hand of dust. And Rabbi Yechonami says, Malei Chafna, he says, a whole handful, which obviously that's a pretty big spoon, and therefore that could be bigger than the lock. So how's the Gemara assuming that this difficulty, that the spoon is smaller? And that's the taste in the Hasan Vadai, Meir B'Tarva Gavlan. They most definitely, yes, there's talk about large spoon. Shama, where the Mishnah tells us that there are certain things that are midagasa, that are large measurements, which one of them is Malei Tarvad Rakav, which is the spoonful of the dust of a dead person. That's an exception over there in the laws of Tumah. But here the Gemara assumed, regarding the laws of Eitzah and Shabbos, we need something that's significant. Yes, a small spoon is already considered significant, and therefore making a spoon out of bone would be a small spoon, and therefore the Gemara already assumed that that is smaller than the shear of a lock. And Tais continues and explains and this of the lock, we thought it was the teeth for the gate of a house, Shuhugadl, which is large. And that's what the Gemara asks, if so comes at the Shir Rebbe Yehuda, which to make a chaf is larger than that of the Chachamim, who they say it's to make a spoon. Rebbe Yehuda is the smaller Shir. And that Mishnah, the Gemara answers that actually Bechafi Paisachas, not talking about the teeth of the lock of a house, we're actually talking about the teeth of a lock, which are small, And therefore, that could be smaller from that of even a small spoon.